Live Updates: George Floyd Protests Rage in Minnesota. By Joshua Kaplan on May 28, 2020. Violent protests continue to flare up in Minneapolis and St. Paul as the state responds to the death of George Floyd, a black man who died after a Minneapolis police officer placed his knee on Floyd's neck while handcuffed. LiveWire highlights. Protesters took over Minneapolis Police Department's 3rd Precinct. Twitter censored President Donald Trump's tweet about the Minneapolis riots. St. Paul police responded earlier to alleged looters at a Target store, while rioters damaged police vehicles outside the store. Multiple businesses have been set ablaze. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz called in the National Guard to help quell the violence. The Department of Justice said an investigation into George Floyd's death is a top priority. Hennepin County Attorney Michael Freeman, who is investigating the involvement of police officers in Floyd's death, said some evidence in the case doesn't support criminal charges. Protests have spread to New York City, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Denver, Louisville, Columbus, and Memphis. Follow all of the events on the Breitbart News LiveWire below. All times Eastern. 3:27 a.m., in a first, Twitter has placed a warning notice on President Trump's tweet about the Minneapolis riots, alleging it violates our policies regarding the glorification of violence. The president's tweet reads, "These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty and we will assume control, but when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you." Axios reports, the decision to label Trump's tweet was made by teams within Twitter, and CEO Jack Dorsey was informed of the plan before the tweet was labeled, Twitter told Axios. The move comes after Twitter slapped a fact check this week on the president's tweets regarding the connection between vote by mail and voter fraud. On Thursday, the president signed an executive order aimed defending free speech on social media. 3:07 a.m., Mayor Frey gives a non-answer when asked where police, firefighters and the National Guard were tonight to protect Minneapolis from the riots. "This is one of the most difficult situations that our city has been through. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that there are easy answers to it, because there are not." When pressed for an answer, Frey tells reporters they will have to ask the question to the city's police chief. 2:39 a.m., asked about President Trump's tweets on the Minneapolis riots, Mayor Frey responds, "Donald Trump knows nothing about the strength of Minneapolis. You better be damn sure we are going to get through this," he adds. 2:29 a.m., Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says in a press conference that it was his decision for police to abandon the 3rd Precinct headquarters. "The symbolism of a building cannot outweigh the importance of life. Brick and mortar is not as important as life," he says. 1:40 a.m., statement by a Minneapolis fire chief, John Frutell. 1:36 a.m., more footage of Minneapolis 3rd Police Precinct in flames. 1:22 a.m., an Arby's restaurant on Lake Street in Minneapolis is ablaze. 1:15 a.m., Oakland protesters are preparing for an organized demonstration Friday, reports the San Francisco Chronicle. 1:12 a.m., Andrea Jenkins, who serves as vice president of Minneapolis City Council, says George Floyd and fired police officer Derek Chauvin were co-workers for a very long time. 1:11 a.m., Minneapolis police spokesman dispels claims that the 5th Precinct has been abandoned. 1:10 a.m., Louisville police push back protesters as tensions soar. 1:10 a.m., update out of Louisville. 1:05 a.m., Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey tweets. 1:04 a.m. 1:04 a.m., protesters have breached the Ohio State House as crowds gathered across Columbus. Peaceful protests in Columbus turned violent when some involved began throwing objects at police officers. Police responded by using tear gas to push the crowd back. The crowd let up, but an hour later the protest escalated when demonstrators smashed windows at the Ohio State House while some went inside the building, reports NBC4. 12:57 a.m., looters steal couches from Furniture Barn in St. Paul. 12:54 a.m., an enterprise has been set on fire in St. Paul. 12:53 a.m., President Donald Trump threatens to send a National Guard into Minneapolis unless Mayor Jacob Frey gets his city under control. Spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way, The president adds. 12:41 a.m. 12:39 a.m., St. Paul police say over 170 businesses have been damaged or looted. 12:38 a.m., an Aldi is being looted in St. Paul as an alarm rings out. 12:34 a.m., the Star Tribune's Friday front page. 12:32 a.m. 12:29 a.m., Minneapolis police confirm that officers have abandoned the 3rd Precinct station. 12:28 a.m. 12:26 a.m., a dire warning to rioters from the city of Minneapolis. 12:21 a.m., protests escalating quickly in Louisville. 12:18 a.m., protests have spread to downtown Louisville over the death of Breonna Taylor. LMPD appears to have fired tear gas canisters at protesters. 12:09 a.m. 12:03 a.m., more video of a Lululemon store being looted on Grant Avenue in St. Paul. 12:01 a.m. 11:57 p.m. 11:54 p.m. 11:47 p.m., another view of Minneapolis police's 3rd precinct ablaze. 11:46 p.m., Minnesota National Guard says it has activated over 500 soldiers to St. Paul, Minneapolis and surrounding communities. 11:45 p.m., more scenes from Phoenix. 11:44 p.m., more shocking footage of Minneapolis police's 3rd precinct in flames. 11:43 p.m., protests have spread to downtown Phoenix, where people are chanting, "I can't breathe and no justice, no peace." 11:35 p.m., more scenes from Denver. 11:34 p.m. 11:33 p.m., protesters clash with LAPD on Grant Avenue next to Los Angeles Museum of Contemporary Art. 11:22 p.m., another purported view of Minneapolis police's 3rd precinct surrounded by flames. 11:21 p.m., photo of rioters in Minneapolis police's 3rd precinct. 11:20 p.m., Black Lives Matter protesters are throwing water bottles at LAPD in downtown Los Angeles. 11:18 p.m., rioters are now reportedly inside the Minneapolis police's 3rd precinct, which police appear to have fled. 11:08 p.m., NBC News correspondent Morgan Chesky reports rioters have gained access to Minneapolis police's 3rd precinct. 11:05 p.m., a Denver police officer appears to have been hurt. 10:58 p.m., St. Paul police reject claims that one of its officers was caught on video smashing windows in Minneapolis. "We've seen it. We've looked into it. And it's false," a police spokesperson says. 10:56 p.m. 10:52 p.m., an O'Reilly Auto Parts shop has been set on fire in St. Paul. 10:51 p.m., St. Paul's Police Chief Todd Axtell says the scale of looting was unlike anything he's seen in his 32-year career. "We are going to hold offenders accountable, whether that's today or down the road in the future," he added. 10:50 p.m. 10:45 p.m., CNN reports the Minneapolis protests' intensity tonight that rivals or is more than what happened last night and even the night before that. 10:44 p.m. 10:43 p.m., more scenes from Denver. 10:41 p.m. 10:32 p.m., two more businesses set on fire at University and Syndicate in St. Paul. 10:31 p.m., protests are escalating outside Minneapolis police's 3rd precinct. 10:30 p.m., 10:29 p.m., Target will temporarily close 20 stores following looting at their stores in Minneapolis and St. Paul. 10:23 p.m., protests escalating in Los Angeles. 10:21 p.m., 10:16 p.m., more scenes from the Denver protests. 10:15 p.m., 10:14 p.m., 10:09 p.m., fuck the police chants break out in front of the Los Angeles Police Department. 10:08 p.m., rioters have reportedly destroyed the fence around Minneapolis police's 3rd precinct. Police are responding by firing pepper spray. 10:07 p.m., 10:05 p.m., 10:01 p.m., 9:58 p.m., 9:58 p.m., Minneapolis police is seen randomly pepper spraying bystanders. 9:57 p.m., Minneapolis releases the transcript of 911 call that led to George Floyd's death. Read it here. 9:56 p.m., Denver, AP, Shots were fired and protesters blocked traffic during a demonstration in downtown Denver to protest the death of a handcuffed black man during a confrontation with a white police officer in Minnesota, authorities said. There were no immediate reports of injuries. 9:55 p.m., Fox 31 Denver shared purported eyewitness video from Denver of a black SUV ramming a protester who jumped on the vehicle's hood. 9:41 p.m., Napa auto parts in St. Paul is flaring up. 9:40 p.m., George Floyd and fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin both worked security at a club at the same time last year, says its former owner. ABC 5 reports. George Floyd and now former officer Derek Chauvin both worked security at the El Nuevo Rodeo Club on Lake Street, according to Maya Santamaria. Santamaria owned the building for nearly two decades, but sold the venue within the last few months. Chauvin was our off-duty police for almost the entirety of the 17 years that we were open, Santamaria said. They were working together at the same time, it's just that Chauvin worked outside and the security guards were inside. Although the two overlapped working security on popular music nights within the last year, Santamaria cannot say for certain they knew each other because there were often a couple dozen security guards, including off-duty officers. 9:36 p.m., Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, D., tells MSNBC's Rachel Maddow that the George Floyd protests are about 400 years of institutionalized racism. He made similar comments earlier Thursday. 9:34 p.m. 9:30 p.m. 9:29 p.m., at least four NYPD officers were reportedly taken to hospital amid violent protests in New York City over George Floyd's death. 9:25 p.m., more looting at a pawn shop in St. Paul. 9:21 p.m., CNN political analyst Van Jones says he hasn't seen black Americans this upset in 20 years, maybe longer over George Floyd's death. If you are white and are you watching this, look in your own life, Jones tells CNN. How are you choking off black dignitary? Choking off black opportunity? Choking off black people from asking an opportunity to thrive? Because it's not just that officer. This is a much deeper problem. How are all of us complicit in this? And how are all of us allowing this to happen? I don't have an answer to that, he added. I have not seen black people this upset in 20 years, maybe longer. And I'm looking forward to hearing this press conference. I don't know what we're going to do. 9:19 p.m. 9:17 p.m., New York Governor Andrew Cuomo weighs in on the protests in Minnesota. It is a rebellion or a riot depending on whom you ask. 9:02 p.m., George Floyd protests have spread to Denver, Colorado, as demonstrators begin blocking the 1-25. 8:59 p.m., tear gas and flashbangs are going off on University Avenue. Things are starting to get a little tenser, reports Carrie 11's AJ Lagu. 8:39 p.m., protesters continue to make their way through downtown Minneapolis. 8:38 p.m., protests in downtown Minneapolis continue to grow in size. 8:35 p.m. 8:30 p.m., smoke billows along University Avenue in St. Paul. 8:20 p.m., at least one business is on fire near Griggs and University in St. Paul. 8:17 p.m., Napa auto parts in St. Paul can barely be seen due to all the smoke. 8:11 p.m., a car was set ablaze at the Target store near the Minneapolis 3rd Police Precinct. 8:08 p.m. 8:06 p.m. 8:03 p.m. 8 p.m., some North Minneapolis businesses are boarding up their windows in anticipation of more riots. 7:58 p.m. 7:57 p.m. 7:55 p.m. 7:54 p.m., more looting of businesses on University in St. Paul. 7:33 p.m. 7:19 p.m., more scenes from the Napa Auto Part fire. 7:19 p.m., and Napa Auto Parts has been set on fire. 7:17 p.m., a crowd of protesters are marching through downtown Minneapolis near Nicollet Mall. 7:11 p.m., protesters continue to crowd around Target's Midway store. A police vehicle has been vandalized with spray paint. 5:30 p.m., Governor Tim Walz activated the Minnesota National Guard to restore order amid the protests. The AP contributed to this report.